This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. A Colorado appeals court has reordered the sentencing for former Mesa County clerk Tina Peters. She's in prison for tampering with voting equipment and pushing the president's false claims of election fraud. The court says she was improperly sentenced. Here's CPR's Benta Berkland.
The former Mesa County clerk was sentenced to more than 8 years in prison for her efforts to search for election fraud in the 2020 election. The Colorado Court of Appeals upheld the sentence, but said the trial court punished Peters based on her protected speech regarding allegations of election fraud, and it impacted the length of her sentence, and thus ordered resentencing. President Trump has called on the state to release Peters and also pardoned her. But the Colorado court ruled the pardon is unconstitutional because Peters is convicted of a state, not federal crime. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The Colorado Court of Appeals has thrown out the conviction of Letitia Stauch. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin reports the Colorado Springs woman was found guilty of first-degree murder of her stepson.
The Colorado Court of Appeals ruled that a procedural error allowed a juror to participate in the trial despite identifying himself as the father-in-law of a deputy district attorney in El Paso County. State law says by default that implies the juror is biased. The court wrote even though the juror may not have actual bias, the existence of the relationship carries implicit bias. The ruling says the state Supreme Court has consistently said a violation of the right to an unbiased jury is so egregious as to automatically reverse any ruling. Stauch was found guilty in 2023 and sentenced to life without parole plus other consecutive sentences. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
And for more news, come to CPR.org. It's 7:06.